She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Today I want to talk about all the repaving that was done. And it seems like it's smooth, but you know, folks, especially those that know the mainland repaving, why is it that the mainland repaving or paving is smooth and the ones in Hawaii is bumpy? Yeah, it's bumpy, folks. Pay attention. Yeah, it doesn't have potholes, but it's not smooth. It's like going over tiny speed bumps. Okay? And this is what causes potholes. Oh, I don't know. Something's wrong here. And if you, the people, don't say anything, do anything, it will continue. Bad politics is not the politician. It's you, the people. You, the people, that didn't do anything to stop it from happening. What can I say? They didn't get in on their own. Somebody voted them in. So, you know, it's not the politician. It's the people of Hawaii. Hawaii is the highest tax state in the country. And what can I say? If you allow them to do it, they're going to do it. You have a pot of money and you watch them take money out of your pot, and if you don't say anything, they keep on taking. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know what to say. But from what I understand, I was called by several people that Mufi Hanuman is going to have some kind of get-together tomorrow and explain how he intends to get a racetrack for the people of Oahu. Well, I don't know how you think about this, but he was one of them that sold Hawaii Raceway Park. If he sold it, why would he make another one? Hello? Anybody listening to that? Why would somebody build or say they're going to build a racetrack when they sold the one we had? He helped sell it. So, anyway. So much for that. A lot of people don't listen about the quality of the oil, the quality of the gas, tires, and all of that stuff. You know, I try to do the show to help you, the people. But the local mentality is really messed up. A lot of them think that I'm doing it for the money. Wow, I wish I had the money. It's to help the people. I'm not getting paid by the sponsors. The products that I recommend, like Royal Purple, Motor Oil, the HPS. HPS stands for High Performance Street Oil. Or the AMS Oil, automatic transmission oil. I'm just saying like it is, but it's up to you, the people. It's your car, not mine. If you end up with more bills, it's because of how you're taking care of your car. You notice how many bad drivers there are on the street today? Terrible. They run red lights like it was no tomorrow. I'm telling you, folks, corner of Polly and Vineyard. The other night I watched six cars, solid red, running the red, six, making a left turn. What's up with that? What's worse yet, I'm going down King Street in Kalihi, and here comes a car straight on, head on with me in my lane. So I stop, and she stops right in front of me. She won't get out of my way. So I put it in park. I get out, and I go out. I say, "You're in the wrong lane." She screams at me and says, "I'm in the wrong lane." I don't believe this. What is happening to us? Oh, by the way, she wasn't local. She was a foreigner. Someplace from Asia. In Asia, they drive on the left-hand side of the street. And that's what she was doing. How in the world did she get to drive in Hawaii? My goodness. But anyway. So much is happening. And this is election year. And it's so sad. So sad that I know it's not going to be any changes. It's going to be same old. So my thinking is, why have any election? Just let it run the way it's going. You save money not doing an election. Because it's never going to change. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. If you have a question, comment, announcement, whatever. Now, let me explain what octane does for you. Octane, the higher it goes, the better your gas mileage. The perfect octane for any car out there, any car, regardless of year, is around 100. 100 octane is your magic number. Go check with Philippines, Taiwan, all the countries. 104. Their regular is 98. We are the only ones in the world with lower. The 2015 cars coming out are coming out with higher compression and requiring 94 octane. 94. There is no such thing. The cars are going to beat themselves to death. So, if they beat themselves to death, you have a new car, you take it in for warranty, they take apart the motor, they're going to look at it and going to say, "I'm sorry, but there's no warranty because you use substandard gas. You did not use 94. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Major Moore here.
Oh, Major Moore.
How are you, sir? Long time no see.
Yeah. How are you?
Okay. Anyway, I have a tip for that I heard on late night news, either on CNN or Fox, I forget. It's a tip to protect women while they're in their home, yeah, mm-hmm. at night. On their nightstand, beside their bed, mm-hmm. instead of having a gun.
A magnum gun.
Instead of having a gun, a bat, or mace, have your car keys with your automobile remote. So when you hear somebody trying to break into the house, breaking of glass, whatever, you simply press that button for the remote. When your car alarm goes off, that guy will get away as fast as he can.
But how's what that? If he doesn't?
Well, if he doesn't, then you have to use the other means, which you mentioned earlier. But I doubt it, because any, like in my experiences in law enforcement, whenever you have a store that, it's a small store, they don't have money to have sophisticated equipment like cameras and such. When someone opens a window, breaks a glass, the alarm goes off. Just that alarm will make them run away, because they already know people are going to look and be a witness. So that's what it is.
Well, I have another one that is good for women.
Yeah.
And it is legal and safe. And it will do the best without being press charged for murder.
What is that?
Brake clean. It's a cleaner for cleaning brakes.
Yeah.
You spray them into his face. He cannot see. He cannot breathe. And he'll pass out for a little while. Enough time to call 911 or get in your car and go like heck.
Right. Don't forget, the life she saved might have been her own, like you always say.
That's right. But that brake clean works wonders. I have a customer that had problems with wild pigs coming into her garden and eating up all her stuff. She used the brake clean on the wild pigs. They never came back.
Terrific.
They went running like crazy because it burns. It burns. And I don't care how big the guy is, he will feel it. Because the eyes are very sensitive. And he can't open his eyes, because he opened his eyes, it'll go into his eyes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thanks for listening, George. And
I'll continue to listen
to your program.
Thank you. And Mario said to tell you
hi. I haven't seen him in a while either.
Yeah. He's gotten old, you know.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's losing his memory.
I think we all are in our age.
Yeah, we just forgot to remember.
Okay, Josh.
Okay. Aloha. Right. Okay, so anyway, that's a safety tip, and that's a good safety tip from Major Moore. So for you ladies, listen up, because it works. Okay? Now, as far as the gun law, way back, I don't know if Major Moore remembers, but we did something with some policemen, and we had a lady dressed really, really, really far out, but on her side of her hip was a gun, and she walked from one end of Ala Moana Park at midnight to the other end, and nobody bothered to even talk to her. Well, it's common sense. You don't attack a lady carrying a gun, not a small gun, a big one. It's like you wouldn't attack or grab hold of a big dog with big teeth, but if you saw that the dog had no teeth, then it's okay. So it's just common sense. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Now, on the mainland, across the mainland, they're very fortunate because they have what is called E85 ethanol. It's 85% ethanol, 15% petroleum. They changed the word from gas to petroleum, so they can use anything other than gas. Well, I've tested the E85 in California, and it is 85% ethanol, 15% gas. For those of you listening across the country or wherever, if you have access to E85, I highly recommend putting in 2 gallons into your tank and then filling up with premium gasoline. Premium, not regular. Okay? And the premium across the country, as tested, is not 92, is 88. Okay? So, it's because the politicians allowed it. Now, aren't they supposed to be watching us? Looking out for our welfare? I don't think so. And the rail. The rail is over budget. And they haven't even come to the city yet. They're out in the country. And they're over budget. What's going to happen when they get down into Kalihi and downtown Honolulu? If they're out of budget, we're out in the ag fields. Oh boy. Just think about it. Where is the money going to come from? From all the senior citizens, Social Security, they're going to tax it. Mark Takai says that. Okay? But they're all, if you talk to them one-on-one and not on the, any public TV or anything, they'll tell you where else we're going to get the money from. That's their excuse. Where are they going to get the money from to do everything? They took the office. Okay? And like Abe Lincoln said, it's government for the people, by the people. It's not for the businesses or special people and those special people. No. It's for everybody. But people forget. They always forget. Like the racetrack.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nika.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. I just got off the phone, and I just want to give a shout-out and ask everybody to pray for my good friend Vivian, who I was just telling Juan, you know how we say, if it was the last time, and you know how we just take things for granted, and, you know, she was fine, and then I guess the other day she was feeling a little weak, and they said, oh, you know, don't worry about it. Well, I'll go to the doctor tomorrow. Anyway, she's in her, like, third surgery, and it's just everything is just shutting down on her, and we're all just blown away. I mean, you know, you see somebody so vibrant and happy and everything, and it's just comes with age, you know, just, I don't know.
No, it comes.
You never get used to it.
With it, it just comes. It doesn't matter how old you are, Bob. Even children.
Yeah, but I mean that, you know, it seems as the older you get, the more of it, you know, you see. Because we're all older, we know that. But anyway, you know, just want to just send prayers out to her. And her husband, Ed, is, you know, all torn up. And there's nothing you really, you know, the worst part is you feel helpless. You know, we all think that we could do something or there's an answer or, you know, you watch TV and it's always like and sometimes it's just the doctors are doing the best they can and they're just going, you know, it doesn't look good, but we're going to keep trying. So anyway, just want to, like I said, give a shout out to that. So I'm going to go a little early here. I hope y'all understand. So take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Well, it happens, and it's Heavenly Father and Jesus. They're the boss. If they say it's your time, it's your time. Anyway, who's next on the line?
We have .3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, working out in my yard. Again, if it wasn't for the ethanol, I could not get my lawnmower started. Even with the mixture, it was having a hard time starting. It eventually primed up and fired up, but it was very hard starting first time without the ethanol. I mean, what I ended up having to do on top of that was, maybe it's not feeding, I had to take off the air filter assembly and kind of wet the carbureted area of the lawnmower with just straight ethanol, just to wet down the area to make it start up and fire up and choke.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and, you know, I don't know what's going on, but gee, it's like no matter where you go in town, our gasoline is capped at 82 octane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would you believe my Sienna is running over 75% ethanol just to make it run, just so that it doesn't knock?
Mm-hmm. But lucky 75. You're on Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
Outer Islands, it's 78.
Whew. Aye.
Well, we're catching up to them.
Yeah. And no, I mean, seriously, you know when your manual says minimum 87, they mean 87. It will knock on 86.5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how...
But you know, Dean, nobody's listening. They don't care.
Hmm?
Everybody thinks, oh, my car is still running.
Yeah, but it's annoying to have to hear all that pounding, knocking, jingling noises. I mean... And knowing that, on top of that, not only is it annoying to listen to it, it's annoying to know that you're ruining your car.
They don't hear it.
Aye, aye, aye.
They got the windows rolled up. They don't hear it.
You see, that's the difference in my car. When the windows are up, I can hear the thing. I can hear the thing knocking.
Well, you got good ears.
Yeah, no, seriously. I
a
mean,
lot of people don't have that kind of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that kind of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So... Or either that, or they don't want to hear it.
Right, no. They just, you know, just plain ignored. But, I mean, I seriously, I cannot, it's annoying for me to hear all that knocking, you know. Especially in bumper traffic at 30 miles per hour. You try to listen to that for 45 minutes.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because I run 100% ethanol.
Yeah, I guess that's what I have to start doing now.
Hmm.
No, no choice.
But how do you like it?
Yeah, no, but you see, that's the thing. I mean, you know, the last 3 gallons that I just bought from you this morning, I drove back to Ainahaina. Now it feels like the car is running on 90-plus octane. I can tell the difference. It doesn't even struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not struggling. It's just coasting. It's just drifting. I don't even have to push it to go.
Hmm.
It just wants to go. Now I got to get EBC pads to make them stop.
Well, you know, I've gone to all of the car clubs, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to all of them. Mercedes, Fords, Chevrolets. They don't believe in ethanol. They don't. And they don't believe that the octane is not what they see on the pump.
Right.
They don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I just got an email from one of my radio listeners on Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really upset because he went to a gas station. I cannot mention what brand.
Mm-hmm.
And when he flipped the lever to get ready to fill gas, he looked at the meter. The meter was 11 cents already.
No weights and measures guy around.
Nope. So it basically started at 11 cents and kept going. He was really bent out of shape. He took the amount of gas, like 10 gallons or whatever he bought, and he looked at how much his bill was for the gas, and he went and figured it out, and it was 11 cents a gallon more.
Yeah, 11 cents a gallon more.
Than what is posted on the pump.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The meter was off.
Yeah.
But the state doesn't have a weights and measures. They don't go out and check.
They took that job away ever since the Lingle years. You know when we had all that furlough Friday and all? That's when the weights and measures guy's job was eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
When we had all that furlough Fridays and all during the Lingle years.
So why did they eliminate the weights and measures, and why not eliminate the safety check?
There you go. There you go. You're on the same page as I am. That's what I want to know.
Why? Safety check. Nothing goes to the state.
Right.
It's a losing proposition.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're putting on the VIN number on the safety sticker so that people can make a spare key and steal your car.
Yeah.
I'm saying this to the people, and nobody does anything.
Well, all you can do, but, you know, you can always get acetone and wipe off that number.
I know, but they won't do it.
Okay, no, I would.
They want their car stolen.
You know, it's just like saying we should have our, you know, on our forehead, our safety, our Social Security numbers should be tattooed on everybody's forehead so everybody know your Social Security number.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Thanks, Dean.
Yeah, thanks, George. Hello.
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Those of you on Kauai that would like to try, I would advise you to try it, the ethanol. You can get it from Harvey. Harvey Maeda has it. And Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has that fabulous oil, the Royal Purple HPS, and he has that electronic rust proofing. It's very good. Electronic rust proofer is, it's number one. Anyway, who's next on the line?
We have Pete from Hualualoa.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, George, I got two things for you. How long is a can of Fix-A-Flat good for?
Well, I have mine in all my vehicles for 5 years, and it's still good.
Okay. Second question, or second statement is, when a person is pulled over texting, I think it should be a case where their cell phone is confiscated on the spot, and the only time they get it back is when after they've gone through the court system for texting.
That's an excellent idea.
And thirdly, at least a year ago, I filled up at the Storrow station in Kona, up by Costco, and yes, there was a problem with the, when I turned on the pump, because I was trying to use a better octane gas, it was 11 cents off. I went there two or three times, and the same thing, and I brought it to the attention of Tesoro, and I called the company in Honolulu, and I never got a return call.
They don't want to hear it.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
Since then, I go to the other station there. I'm trying to think of the name of it. The one you recommend.
Shell.
Shell, yes.
Shell is better.
Yeah, I use Shell now. And last week when I went to fuel up, the Shell station had no electricity.
They don't want you buying gasoline.
Anyway, I just wanted to pass these ideas on to you.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Because, you know, texting and driving is so deadly.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know how to text.
Well, I don't like texting. And, you know, I believe that we shouldn't be using the cell phone while driving.
I totally agree.
You know, and the penalty got to be more severe. It's too timid. It's too timid. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Well, I still see people over here in Kona driving along, talking on their cell phone.
Oh, yeah, all over.
Okay, if they get pulled over, the first thing they do besides writing a citation is confiscate their cell phone.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and that'll teach them.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for your time. Aloha and mahalo.
You take care. Aloha.
All right, bye.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and that public service announcement about I went to a party, Mom. You know, we're trying to wake the people up that drink and drive. You know, this is really unnecessary. But people don't listen. They don't listen until a life is taken. Then it's too late. You know, why? Why do the people of Hawaii only learn or sort of learn at the funerals? That's too late. So try to pass it along. Please, don't drink and drive. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Paco from Waikiki.
Hey, Paco. Hello?
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 Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you now.
I just wanted to say I believe that you should make a PSA about the texting. Like, this texting is just as bad. People are doing it on the street. And it's a horrible thing going on.
That's true.
And another thing I just wanted to give you was a mahalo for giving me advice about the new tires. I bought some new tires, and my car was wibbling and wobbling, and now it feels awesome.
Good.
And one more thing. You were saying, like, how the people, when they repave the roads are real are bumpy. Mm-hmm. This goes back to my conspiracy theory that I think that that the material that they made the roads is like the cheapest material that I think they could possibly get.
I think, like, you're right.
I think they went and got, like, you know, to save money or something to get the low grade. And now it's like it comes up every time it rains, every time the wind blows or it starts falling apart, mm-hmm. the roads. And I think they did it so they could just repair the roads every few weeks. Yeah. Yeah. And one more thing, the corrupt politicians. Oh, have you seen the news this week? The whole Romy Cachola's getting in a lot of trouble in the news. And he's getting in trouble for misspending money, city money. And now he's lift up a rock and exposing a whole bunch of corrupt politicians. And Ann Kobayashi was on the news, and they confronted her. I think it was Keoki Kerr. He always confronts people. And he confronted her and was just like, well, what do you want to defend yourself? And she just had this dumb look. And she reminded me of, like, an old person that gets caught shoplifting. She just had this look like, huh? What? I didn't know that was illegal. I didn't know. And it was just really, really bad. Like, aren't you, like, a council person? Like, you got all this experience that you didn't know that you're not supposed to be taking bribes? Like, and it's a shame because they spent $200 on a dinner for these council people for a $3 trillion contract for the rail. And it just looked like that rail company just baited and switched us. They gave us one price, and it's going to come out to a completely different price.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, really bad business, bad, bad business. And I'm really scared what's going to happen here in the next couple years with, mm-hmm. with all this rail stuff, because it's the price not going down. If they don't keep on adding on,
mm-hmm.
and they think that we have the money machine sitting in City Hall, and we don't have the money machine. The money machine is out of our pocket.
Yep.
And so just wanted to thank you once again for the tires, info, because my
welcome.
Tires were really, really bald, and now they're good. So, mahalo.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Thank you.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, whether it's a question about your car, the roads, whatever. You know, we're flexible. But yes, a lot of people, 99% of them, use the cheap gas. You get better mileage with the higher octane. The difference from the cheap gas and the premium is 20 cents. 20 cents. 20 cents, folks, is nothing. It's far greater savings going with the better gas. The Shell Premium. Shell Premium. Nothing else. If you cannot find Shell, then use Aloha. But Shell is your one to get. Okay? And I always hear this excuse people give me about, oh, but there's nothing by my house. But they drive over a mountain to go to Costco. What's up with that? They drive from Kaneohe to Costco for a few pennies difference. Anyway, who's next on the line?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Steve.
Hello.
Hey, George.
Hi.
How's it? Thanks for your show, man. No matter what, you keep talking. Sooner or later, people going to listen.
I don't think so.
But anyway, you know, my dad's got a Ford Mercury stable. And I noticed, you know, we go eat a Zippiza. Every time we go over a speed bump, you know, the front tires make noise, like something's loose. So.
It is.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You got to have it checked.
And I noticed, I drove his car, it's like I can hear it going over the road, you know.
You got to have it checked.
Is that CV joints or what?
It could be the struts.
Struts.
Yeah. See, the way the strut was made, the strut is the shock and part of your suspension. And there's a mount on the top that mounts to the body, but it is not mounted to metal. The mount itself is metal, but in the middle is like a donut, rubber donut with the strut attached to it. So if the rubber donut deteriorates, there goes your strut.
Yeah, like, you know, I talked to my dad about this. So we took it to Ford McKenna, and, like, it wasn't a big deal.
No. I don't recommend a dealer.
Yeah.
Bring it in to my son, Todd, and he's the best. And he'll look at it. He'll tell you what it is.
I know my dad's going to Vegas later this month if it's enough time.
Yeah.
If you'll let me use the car, I can bring it in, you guys look at it.
Sure.
Give you an idea.
Safety is number one, my friend.
I know, because he's with the Kailua Seniors, and they always like one ride, huh? So you give Carlo the car, sometimes you go Hawaii Kai.
No, boy.
Oh, yeah, I know. You got to think about that, huh?
Yeah.
So even with the windows up, I can hear them, you know.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, so. All right, that's all I wanted to hear, man. Thanks.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. My son had a car, a customer's car come in. Same thing, noise in the front. And when he put it up on the lift, both front tires, suspension and all, fell off the car. Both of them. Now, how dangerous is that? Okay, who's next?
We have Lisa from Honolulu.
Lisa?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I'm a new listener. I want to know, where do I get this electronic rust proofing?
Nita's Auto Repair.
And where are you located?
On Kaumuali East Street. That's the street behind of Dillingham Zippies.
Okay. Okay. And then what about this ethanol?
You get it at the same place.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But you are going to be hooked on it. So if you don't want to be hooked on it, don't use it. It's good stuff.
Okay, you don't have anything close, any place closer in town, huh?
No.
Okay.
You know, people drive over to Pali to go to Costco.
Yeah, right. I do.
See?
Okay. Yeah. And then, ethanol, how much do you use? You start
with 2 gallons.
Uh-huh.
And everybody just uses different amounts. It's up to the individuals.
Yeah, my car doesn't make any noise, but anyway.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I have an older car.
Maybe you're not listening.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, but it sounds wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, because my son's good friend.
Yeah.
Broke his first engine on his truck, put big money, I mean thousands of dollars, to put in a new engine.
Uh-huh.
Still kept using the same gasoline that broke the first engine.
Wow.
It took the third engine for him to listen and to use ethanol.
Oh, the knocking just ruins the engine, yeah.
Oh, big time.
Oh, I see.
It's like somebody getting a baseball bat and hitting you on the head.
Wow.
You're not going to last too long.
Okay. And then your son has a shop too?
Yes. That's his shop. He's taken over the business.
Oh, it's your business. Same shop.
Yeah, he took it over.
Oh, okay.
I'm supposed to be relaxing, but I'm not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay.
We have John from Pearl City.
Hi, John. Hello?
Oh, yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, George. It's John from Pearl City.
Yes.
I really admire what you do, and I hear your show. Anyway, let me get straight to why I'm calling. I recently picked up a 57 Chevy truck.
What?
Yeah, a 57 Chevy pickup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I chased it for about 45 years, give or take. Okay. Now, here is my problem. It has a 350 Chevy small block in it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And as you may imagine, it wasn't very well taken care of. I may have bitten more than I can chew. So, for instance, I mean, it runs, but it doesn't run well. Okay. But my doors, I'm having a hard time adjusting my doors. I'm having a hard time adjusting the hood. And my spark plugs were really bad. I took the spark plugs out. It looks like they haven't been changed in 12, 14 years.
Wow.
Okay, I like to be able to take it someplace that can do that work for me.
Take it to my son.
Take it to your son.
He knows those cars like the back of his hand.
Terrific. And here's the thing, and I almost laughed and cried at the same time when you said that your son had a customer car, and when he raced it, everything fell off.
Yep.
The back, if I were to jack up the back, the springs for the shock will fall off.
Because, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because they just cut them to make the truck lower, yeah?
Mm.
And they're just sitting there. I mean, you can drive the thing. It's not safe, I think.
No.
Yeah. So,
That's a beautiful truck.
It is. I love that body shape. Huh?
Yeah.
Of the truck. It's not like a domino on wheels, because nowadays trucks are just a square. They don't have any flavor to them. They're just a square, yeah?
You know, way back when they had Kahuku Drag Strip?
Yes.
Oh, there was a beautiful 57 Chevy pickup. He was fast.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. I mean, they're just art in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm going to take it to your son. Do I have to make an appointment first?
Yes. Give him a call.
Okay.
847.
Let me write that down. 847.
55 54.
847. 5554.
Yes.
Okay, George, I really appreciate it. And I'll be calling in every now and then just to get more information as to how I can make this thing right.
Good. You should run ethanol in it.
Run ethanol on this motor was built in 72, between 72 and 76. And it should be able to take that and handle it really well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
From the very first automobile to the 2015.
Yes.
Can run ethanol.
And just run it straight or mix it?
Mix it.
makes it okay. Okay.
And you'll love it. I mean, your truck will love it.
Okay. And if it needs an engine rebuild, would your son be able to do that too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Terrific. Terrific. Okay, George. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Aloha.
We'll go to a short break. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Jim from Kapolei.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hello, George.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to pass on a money saver for everybody. I just bought a set of Autolite Iridium XL spark plugs through Rocket, I think it was Rocket Auto Parts in Ohio, I believe it is. And they're charging $450 per plug, and right now Autolite has a rebate of $250 per plug all the way through the end of the year. So if anybody needs plugs,
wow,
it's time to get them. So it only cost me $2 a piece for the plug, which was great. And then shipping was only $6.50, and they got here in 3 or 4 days.
Wow. Those are good plugs, you know.
Yeah, well, I bought them on your recommendation, so we'll see how they do.
Very good. They're very good.
Okay, just wanted to pass that on to everybody.
Thank you.
Yep, aloha.
Aloha.
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call. Have you ever been to the Las Vegas drag races that they hold over there in October?
I've never, ever in my life been to Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
No.
I was thinking of going this time, seeing that drag racing. But
yeah, I was going to go last year, but when I called my friends with NHRA, because, you know, I drew fat. I don't want to pay for going into the races. So I called my friends at NHRA and I said, hey, you know, I need some tickets for that Vegas racetrack. And they said, oh, sorry, we don't own that racetrack.
Oh.
Vegas owns it.
Right.
So I got to pay to get in. I said, oh, that's okay then.
Uh-huh. And then going on the track itself, what, and passenger on one of those cars, the top speed, they can go about 180 miles an hour. So,
Pro stock is your fastest, and there are 200 some odd miles in a quarter mile.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, by the way, remember I called you about last weekend about the my pickup, the Mazda with the engine light on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a mechanic checked it out. It wasn't a vapor thing. It was the injector. One of the injectors was in the woods. They changed it, so it works perfectly fine.
One injector was bad.
Yeah.
Injectors are the highest selling part all over because of the diesel in the gas.
Mm-hmm.
So what gas you've been using?
Aloha.
Try using the Shell Premium.
Okay. You know where there's one in Honolulu?
The what?
They closed the one on my side in the awareness at Kaneohe. So you know where there's one that's closer to Honolulu?
To where?
Probably the Shell in Honolulu. What's the close one? Probably in Nuwano. Is there one in Nuwano?
There's one by Pa'o Valley.
Hello. Okay.
Pa'o Valley by the freeway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. So Yes, injector replacements is high on the list. Another thing that's high on the list is vapor recovery units for the gas tanks. And when you fill gas, folks, fill it slow. Don't be in such a rush, because when you fill it fast, it charges you more and gives you less. It's already overcharging you, so go slow. Okay? Pull it slow. When it clicks off, leave it there. Don't even round off the numbers. Just leave it there, put away the pump. Okay? Because when you go too high, the gas gets into the vapor recovery unit and it damages it, and it's very expensive. Okay? That vapor recovery unit is supposed to be for emission control, but we find that it is a safety feature. It takes oxygen out of the gas tank and making it non-flammable and non-explosive. Okay? Who's next on the phone?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, who's Steve?
Yes.
Hi.
George.
Yes.
Hey, that guy was looking for a Shell station.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in Kailua. That's where I get mine.
Where?
Right in the main intersection from Kailua Road.
Oh, by Windward Ford.
Yeah, close by.
Oh, okay.
It's at the main intersection.
Yeah.
You get the V-Power, I'll get over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. That's on. Good. Thank you.
Okay. A lot of help out there.
Yeah, that's a big help.
No, just said going for a walk.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Mahalo.
All right.
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And getting back to the fuel and the oil is your two most important ingredients to cut and save money. Using the Good Motor Oil Royal Purple HPS, which you can get from Crestec Cleaning Center, and using the Shell Premium 92 V-Power with 2 gallons ethanol. It's a big savings for you. Big, big savings down the line. Okay? So, it's your car. All I can do is try to help you. If you don't listen, then there's nothing I can do. And also, don't forget to put on that electronic rust proofing device. It really works, because even the exhaust system don't rust. It's fantastic. Unbelievable. So, there you go. If you have body work that you need done, you call Autotech. They do the best body and fender I have ever seen. They're really good. Okay? You have a new car, you get damaged, I know how it feels, but you take it there, it'll come back looking brand new again. Okay? So, anyway. Yes?
Yeah. There was a caller didn't want to go on the air, but she's said to ask you, how do you think the lady's car went over the rail?
Okay. Yeah, the police department always take the easy way out and speed and alcohol and stuff like that. But from information I got was somebody cut her off and she lost control. And I believe that because there's a lot of people doing that today, lots. And those of you that drive the freeways, you see it. And this needs to change, either by HPD or by you, the people. It needs to change. We're going in the wrong direction, folks. Be nice. Take care of each other. And it's a lot better. Don't drink and drive. And be nice. We'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
AM 690.